Anomalous HCN emission from warm giant molecular clouds, by J.R. Goicoechea et al. HCN is considered a good tracer of the dense molecular gas that serves as fuel for star formation. However, recent large-scale surveys of giant molecular clouds (GMCs) have detected extended HCN line emission. Such observations often resolve the HCN J equals 1 to 0 hyperfine structure (HFS). A precise determination of the physical conditions of the gas requires treating the HFS line overlap effects. Here, we study the HCN-HFS excitation and line emission using nonlocal radiative transfer models that include line overlaps and new HFS-resolved collisional rate coefficients for inelastic collisions of HCN with both para-H2 and ortho-H2, computed via the scaled IOS approximation up to TK equals 500 kelvins. In addition, we account for the role of electron collisions in the HFS-level excitation. We find that line overlap and opacity effects frequently produce anomalous HCN J equals 1 to 0 HFS line intensity ratios inconsistent with the common assumption of the same text for all HFS lines as well as anomalous HFS line width ratios. Line overlap and electron collisions also enhance the excitation of the higher J rotational lines. Electron excitation becomes important for molecular gas with H2 densities below a few 10 to the power of 5 cm3 and electron abundances above approximately 10 to the power of minus 5. In particular, electron excitation can produce low surface brightness HCN emission from very extended but low density gas in GMCs. The existence of such a widespread HCN emission component may affect the interpretation of the extragalactic relationship HCN luminosity versus star formation rate. Alternatively, extended HCN emission may arise from dense star-forming cores and become resonantly scattered by large envelopes of lower density gas. There are two scenarios, namely, electron-assisted weakly collisionally excited versus scattering, that lead to different HCN J equals 1 to 0 HFS intensity ratios, which can be tested on the basis of observations. This was anomalous HCN emission from warm giant molecular clouds, by J.R. Goicoechea et al.